A wedding minister must learn to recognize readiness, red flags, and referral needs. This does not mean the minister becomes suspicious of every couple. It does not mean the minister looks for problems everywhere. It means the minister loves the bride and groom enough to notice what matters. Proverbs 22:3 WEB says, "A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it." Wisdom notices danger before harm deepens. Wedding ministry requires that kind of prudence. Many couples are genuinely ready to grow. They may not be perfect, but they are humble, honest, teachable, and willing to prepare. They understand that marriage is covenant life before God. They want scripture, prayer, faithfulness, forgiveness, and Christian community. They are willing to talk about conflict, finances, sexuality, family, church, and future household life. That is readiness, but sometimes red flags appear. A red flag does not always mean the wedding minister must refuse the wedding. It does mean the minister should slow down, ask more questions, consult appropriate leadership, or refer. Some red flags include fear, coercion, threats, intimidation, active addiction, severe conflict, major deception, untreated mental health crisis, family control, unresolved betrayal, pornography compulsion, legal confusion, abuse concerns, or one person seeming unable to say not yet. One important red flag is pressure. If the bride says, "I am not sure, but everyone will be disappointed if we stop," that matters. If the groom says, "The wedding is paid for, so we have to go through with it," that matters. If family members are driving the decision more than the bride and groom, that matters. Galatians 6:2 Webb says, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." But Galatians 6:5 Webb also says, "For each man will bear his own burden." This balance helps the wedding minister. We care deeply, but we do not take over. We help carry burdens, but we do not pretend to carry responsibilities that belong to counselors, attorneys, civil authorities, supervisors, or the couple themselves. Referral is not failure. Referral is wisdom. A wedding minister may say, "I care about you too much to pretend this is simple. This issue deserves more support than I can provide in my role." That sentence can be a gift. The minister may refer to a senior pastor, premarital mentor, licensed counselor, Christian therapist, abuse specialist, civil authority, attorney, physician, or chaplaincy supervisor, depending on the issue. The minister should never diagnose, investigate abuse alone, give legal advice, or promise confidentiality beyond what safety and law may require. Romans 13:1 WEB reminds us that civil authorities matter. If legal or license questions arise, the minister should say, "Please verify this with the proper civil authority where the wedding will occur." The wedding minister must also guard against spiritualizing danger. Do not say, "Just pray more," when someone may be unsafe. Do not say, "Marriage will fix this," when serious issues are unresolved. Do not say, "The wedding is too close to slow down." A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant. Serving the covenant sometimes means proceeding joyfully. Sometimes it means slowing down. Sometimes it means referring. Sometimes it means declining with grace. The faithful wedding minister learns to recognize the difference.